Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, we're getting more reaction today to Attorney General William Barr intervening in the case of President Trump's longtime friend Roger Stone, calling for a shorter sentence than his prosecutors recommended after tweets from the president that the department says had nothing to do with the intervention. Stone had been convicted for lying to Congress, among other things. There's also more reporting today on President Trump's withdrawal of the Treasury Department nomination of Jesse Liu, who supervised the Stone case. John Dowd, a former Justice Department attorney who's represented Trump, told Politico Trump and Barr did nothing wrong. Charles Fried, former Solicitor General under President Reagan and a professor at Harvard Law, says Barr did nothing illegal. But, Professor, your reaction when you heard this story?
It was dismaying, but not surprising. Bill Barr is not an honorable man, and he is totally corrupted by his position working for Donald Trump.
Well, I'm going to have to hold you up there because these are quite, you know, the charges. And as you well know, William Barr, when he was in the Bush administration, when he was asked about firewalls between the Justice Department and the White House, he said, yes, there is a firewall and it has to be honored. So at least at one time he had said that. And his agency says this intervention had nothing to do with the president's tweets. Your thoughts?
I don't believe it for a minute.
Okay, so you say that this is horrible. What else is it? Because House...
Well, what it is, it's horrible because the sentencing guidelines are really quite precise. They take account of all kinds of factors. And you didn't mention that Stone threatened one of the witnesses and even threatened the judge. So that will up the ante. Now, 7 to 9 years is a very harsh sentence, particularly for a man of 67. But this is not out of line with the general rules. That's the point of the guidelines.
Well, former Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy said on Fox News that there are child pornographers who don't get 9 years. But even if you disagree with the length of the recommendation, weren't there other avenues?
Well, the prosecutors don't do the sentencing. The judge does. Judges often either lower the recommendation, sometimes they increase it.
Are you watching other action coming from this Department of Justice? We mentioned Jesse Liu's Treasury nomination. It was withdrawn. She was a Trump appointee. She was overseeing these prosecutors and also overseeing the investigation into Andrew McCabe, the former acting FBI director who's been accused of lying to investigators. Some fear that her being pulled off that case means that it, you know, will now be intervened with, as was the Stone case. And NBC is reporting that senior officials at the Justice Department intervened last month to reduce the sentencing recommendation for President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who's pled guilty to lying to the FBI. Are you seeing a bigger picture here?
Yes. We have a bigger picture in which the president does not hesitate for a moment to break the rules and help his friends and hurt his enemies.
Look, what do you think should happen here? Nancy Pelosi, in her press conference today, said that this was abuse of power, words that send chills through a lot of people because does that mean another impeachment? What are your thoughts?
Well, let's see what the judge does. The judge is a very able person and will make her own judgment.
Attorney General Barr has also agreed to testify in front of the House Judiciary Committee, but that won't be till March. He'll surely be asked about this. What questions do you have?
I don't have any questions. It's so obvious what happened. Look, Stone is an admitted, convicted liar. He's a trickster. He's an absurdly, almost comically vain man. And so when Trump looks at him, he sees himself.
Charles Fried, again, former Solicitor General under President Reagan. We can't make assumptions, but I'm wondering if you are a Republican And if you are wondering what this has done, will do, is doing to the legacy of your party?
Well, it's corrupting it. I refuse to drop the name of Republican. I won't allow myself to be demeaned by having him control what I am.
Charles Fried, former Solicitor General under President Reagan, professor of law at Harvard. Charles, professor, thank you.
Right. Goodbye.